Now back to President Obama's trip to Cuba. Coverage of the historic visit is everywhere this week, including on radio and TV Marti, the U.S. government operation that delivers news back to Cuba from studios in Miami. The broadcast started under President Reagan, back when the Cold War was still on. Now with President Obama's opening to Cuba well underway, some argue the Martis have become an expensive Cold War relic. The World's Jason Margolis got a tour of the newsroom in Miami and sent this report.
And here you have journalists that work on all three of our platforms.
On first impression, radio and TV Marti looks and feels like pretty much any other newsroom.
You're going to see a number of our radio studios.
Emilio Vasquez shows me around. We watch two radio broadcasters behind a thick pane of glass.
We have a morning show known as El Revoltillo, which is like an on-air swap market type of show where people call in and offer different products and services for sale on island.
But here's what's very different about this call-in show. It's illegal for its listeners to call in, or even to listen, that is, if they even can. The Cuban government tries to jam broadcast signals coming from Florida. Vasquez says they're always trying to stay one step ahead.
We have various methods of transmission. We have medium-wave transmission on AM frequency. We have our short-wave transmissions.
Those change frequencies throughout the course of the day. Vasquez starts to tell me some other tricks when we run into his boss, Malule Gonzalez.
Malule Gonzalez.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Nice. So sorry, we're running a bit late.
That's okay.
On our way up to her office, we stop for shots of hyper-potent Cuban coffees. Gonzalez is the director of the Office of Cuba Broadcasting, the official name of Radio and TV Marti. She tells me more about how their TV content gets out in Cuba. On the island, vendors on the street sell what's called El Paquete, thumb drives or DVDs with movies, music, or videos.
We have our own paquete. We create our own distribution of DVDs.
So you have your ways.
We have our ways, yeah. We have more ways than that one, but there are many things that you don't reveal because they monitor everything that we do or say. So I'm not going to give them all. It's just like the magician. He never reveals the tricks, no?
They're currently handing out about 16,000 paquetes a month in Cuba. Gonzalez is confident their shows are being seen, but she has no way to prove it. Nobody does. There aren't Nielsen ratings. Past surveys suggest the audience for the Martis is quite small, perhaps as low as 2% of the island. But anecdotal evidence suggests otherwise. Uva de Aragon is a retired professor who was also a commentator for 15 years on Radio Marti. She told me about a time she got in a cab in Havana in the late 90s.
This taxi driver was amazing because he heard me talk to my sister, and he said, "Excuse me that I ask you, but do you talk in a radio show?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "You talk in Radio Marti?" And I say, "Yes." He says, "Your name, Uva de Aragon?" It was my second day in Havana after 40 years.
That was a while ago, though. It's a much different world in Cuba today, says Eduardo Gamara with Florida International University.
Cuba is now able to access the internet more freely than it did just a year ago. Telecommunications is penetrating Cuba much more quickly than people expected. But it's also true that Cubans still don't have free access to global information.
In fact, by some estimates, only 5% of Cubans actually have access to the internet. Still, critics question if Cubans are getting the best information from the Martis. They call the programming one-dimensional, conservative, a mouthpiece of American policy. Gamara says he's staunchly disagreed with many editorials broadcast by the Martis.
But I think the criticism of them that because they're conservative, they're not good journalists, doesn't follow. They still have some value. I think it has an expiration date, though.
When that expiration date should be is the big question. With a thaw in U.S.-Cuba relations, some say the time is now. A Democratic congresswoman introduced a bill to end the Martis. It's called the Stop Wasting Taxpayer Money on Cuba Broadcasting Act. The Martis cost U.S. taxpayers $27 million a year. President Obama wants to turn the Martis into an independent nonprofit, but still funded by the government. Many conservatives say that would weaken the government's commitment. They say the Martis still provide an invaluable service exposing human rights abuses in Cuba. Malule Gonzalez says her operation is more important than ever, even with President Obama on the island today.
Don't be confused by people shaking hands. That doesn't mean that the Cuban people has any freedom.
But she says she hopes the day will come when radio and TV Martí are no longer needed. And when that happens, she'll be happy to shut things down.
So if we're out of a job, well, then I'll call you and send my resume. But out of a job, but celebrating.
For The World, Jason Margolis, Miami.